You're right in the blunt, nigga.
What y'all know about that?
The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Rock the Crowd TV.
The show is intended for entertainment only
and does not provide professional or legal advice.
Listening to or watching the show, the creators of the show
are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
Oh, that's crazy.
Shit happens.
You know about Where you got us some scissors, nigga?
Some scissors.
I can just cut that last little piece because it's just a tiny piece that's wet.
Nigga, no, I don't have those scissors.
I'll rip it, cuz.
Oh my god, this thing. See,
look, man, I party fouled.
Put his drink on a non-stable surface. Hey, man.
It was the best drink. That shit was smooth, bro. That shit was nice.
Like, push come to shove, the shit end up on the ground. And now the blunt went. Ain't that a bitch?
Tangeray and the blunt, nigga. But what you know about that, nigga? What you know about the Tangeray and the blunt?
I'm
El Uno.
This is the Straight Dope Show. Hope you're watching this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. I don't know what we're talking about this episode because I feel like we got over all the basketball takes, and being that it's the first week of basketball, I feel like that's it.
We're going to talk about Francis being one of the greatest fighters of all time because he beat, apparently, one of the greatest fighters of all time.
Who's Francis?
Francis Ngannou.
Francis?
Francis. Francis. Not France is. Francis.
I thought that's what it said on the board. It's like France is. Like you had. Like he was defining what France is. But it's Francis. Ngannou. That's his name. He a UFC fighter. Okay.
Cage fighter. And he was one of those cage fighters that came up kind of quick because.
Is there a difference between UFC and cage fighting?
No, it's MMA. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, mixed martial arts. I should just say that.
Well, I'm asking because, like, you know.
Stay in a cage.
Niggas be putting up different titles on their shit.
Well, there is like, one where it's like there's rings. They have those. That's a different league.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, I don't.
Nah, he's in a cage. But anyway, it's MMA. It's mixed martial arts. I came up as a, you know, doing everything. Or I'm fighting people that can do any wrestle, kickbox, and everything.
Jiu-jitsu.
All of it. Uh-huh. So
submission moves, all that shit.
He was a heavyweight champ.
In UFC.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
And he came up kind of quick. He was just knocking people the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And he had that raw skill where
was
it's
he
like...
on that, what was my backyard knockout dude shit?
Kimbo Slice type shit. Yes, exactly. Where it's like, you. Yo, this dude's got an incredible amount of power. You can't really stand in there with him.
Uh-huh.
If you try to take a punch, you're going to get knocked out. And that's what was happening. Okay, so it got to that point where he was going through the ranks pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Get him against a fight where it's like, yo, he can't really wrestle. Let's see what he do. You get him on the ground. Then you saw this nigga wrestling. And that nigga was like, oh, shit. I got a picture of him literally because after this fight, they got a picture of him boxing and a picture of him wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like the moment you realize if Francis can actually wrestle. Oh, shit. The moment you realize Francis can box.
When you fall on the
ground.
Oh, shit. You on your way to the canvas?
So, coolest part about this is the fact that he's risen so quickly through these things as such a dominant person.
Okay.
And when you become a champion in UFC, you know, it's...
Short-lived?
Usually short-lived, and the fact that he had to relinquish his title because
they couldn't get anybody to fight him.
Not only that, he couldn't get a deal done. I want to fight for what I'm worth. I'm the best fighter you got.
Oh,
give me box office money.
No,
exactly. Dana's like, fuck that. We don't treat none of our fighters other than Conor McGregor like that, and you ain't pulling in them numbers yet.
Right.
So fuck you. So he's like. All right, fuck the belt. I'll go find money elsewhere. I'll fight the champion of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So he fights the champion of the world.
And puts him down.
And actually puts him down. Nobody saw that coming. So, no, he wasn't supposed to win this fight. Nobody thought he was going to win this fight. It doesn't even matter that he didn't win this fight. It's the fact that you actually got in the ring with these dudes.
And showed him that you were one of them. It wasn't a fucking Jake Paul fight.
They said Tyson Fury was one of the greatest fighters of all time. He was one of the greatest boxers of his generation. They were saying wild shit about how good he was.
All that can be true. Like, it's not, it's one of those, like, because all the chatter that I saw, because I didn't watch none of this shit. I saw you were sending me the messages, then it started popping up in my timeline. But, he could, all of those things that they said about him, we live in the hype age, so it's like, yeah, they say that shit. And you try, and you assume that somebody that's not a trained boxer is not as good as him. But bruh is just a beast at beating people up. Like,
thing about him that people probably don't know, he wanted to be a boxer first before MMA.
Okay.
So, like, his mindset was to be a,
but no, but
a
I'm saying, boxing. But my point is, regardless, he just beats you up. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. However you want to do it, like you said. Oh, well, he's not a wrestler. Let's get him on the ground. Oh, shit, he can wrestle. Hey, he can't do this. Oh, shit, he can do it. Like, it's one of those, like, no, I'm really good at fighting. Whatever way you want to fight me, niggas, with your feet, I can beat you with the feet. You know what I mean?
Before this fight, every single MMA person that ever came up against the boxer, they said, you're going to get your ass kicked.
Looked embarrassed.
You're going to get embarrassed because this is what they do.
Yeah, because they're not. But that's what I'm saying. Dude is, if he wanted to be a boxer first, he'd probably train fighting. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? That was his skill. He's just really strong.
Mm-hmm.
And boxing is not the easiest sport to get into.
You haven't seen any of his fights, though, huh?
No.
All right, so when we say he wanted to be a boxer, this is what I say he was doing in the ring, in the MMA ring. Knockout, 45 seconds.
But no, but that's what
it was. He was killing
it. No, well, but
bro.
It's the same thing.
He didn't have to be technical.
No, that's the point. Yeah. That's the point. Is it's like, I'm just really good at beating you. I don't have to have the technicalities and shit. I just use my raw force and power.
Literally, I was just overpowering you.
Right. But when
you decide to be stupid enough to stand with me, mm-hmm. you're going to die in this ring, bro.
So when you get up against somebody that is a trained boxer, they might be really good at
He's bigger
job.
Than him, too. Tyson was bigger than him. So it's different.
But when do you mean bigger?
Well, like, as a stature as a person, like, it's not like fighting somebody that's your size where it's like my full force and punch is going to just completely knock you straight the mm-hmm. fuck out. It's like he can probably do that to Tyson.
He can take a couple of
them. Yeah. To the body or whatever, it'd be a little bit different.
But again, you're not, as a trained fighter, if you're really good, you don't get hit often. Right? So when you do get hit by somebody that does have power, it changes the game, bro. It's the Mike Tyson shit that I say to myself when I'm going on stage. Nigga, everybody got a plan until you get hit in the face. Everybody. We all say, well, we about to do, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Bro, you get up there, the fucking lights come on, nigga, you like... Like, you feel me? Do pop you on you. Nigga, wait a minute. So, I'm sure that's the same process here. Every brother's he might be the best, blah, 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 all the accolades they give him. He ain't never been hit in the face by a real punch. He got hit in the face, and it's like, nigga,
no, wait. Did you see the Wilder fight? So, Wilder, you know Deontay Wilder, right?
Mm-hmm.
He knocked his ass out in two fights, I think, but he couldn't beat him. Dude got back up on him.
Oh yeah, but that's the thing. Okay, if I took them punches, I should be able to take these. I took these, and they felt different. That's my point. Is this like you can do? It's practice, bro. This shit is fun in practice. And then, I've done this shit before. It's good. And bro, then it's like, wait a minute,
wow,
what the nigga, fuck happened?
Before they touched gloves, this nigga was like, I'm about to school you, bro. Talking shit.
Who said
I'm about to take you to class? Tyson Fury.
Oh, he was talking that shit?
He the champ, nigga. I'm about to show you what's up, little nigga. Since you want to get in the ring with me, I'm going to show you what this championship work look like. And was getting his ass whooped. Pop, pop, pop. I was like, oh, shit.
Everybody got a plan. So they get hit in the face, bruh. He got hit in the
face.
Why... Cause nah, cause I saw the elbow shit.
He was doing MMA shit in the ring. So when he got knocked, that's another thing about this. Cause we would love for one of these boxers to get in the ring with
him.
Obviously, it's not gonna happen. We would love to see one of them get in the ring with him. If he got into the ring with Francis talking that shit, you a boxer, right? Go ahead and put the knuckle gloves on. You should be able to do it. You should be way more dangerous with them gloves on. You should feel empowered. Get in the ring with Francis, bro. That nigga knocked him on his ass. That would have been the time that he pounced and really knocked his ass clean out.
Sleep, bro. He would have been done for.
That would have been great.
So, from all the hype, though, everybody is saying this is why I hate boxing and stuff like that.
It's fake. But it's rigged.
It's not. It's all a money play. And if
too orchestrated is what it really is.
That's it. It's like, bro. Because, if bro knows it going in, even if I beat him, I'm not beating him.
They're not gonna give that. It to me.
If it goes to decision, if I ain't knocked it smooth out,
that's extended count, bro. You should have been out, but whatever. You know, it's good.
Yeah,
I knew what it is. Get to the cards. It's whatever.
It's done.
I knew what it is.
But that's what I'm. But it's one of those things where the people's champ, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We know who won. We know who it is. You can't. It wasn't a close fight, and they. And beat him by this or that. No, bro, you got beat.
He's
and
literally
they gave it to you.
He's literally the definition of the people's champ because he relinquished his belts as the undisputed champ because he didn't get the contract he deserved. Uh-huh. Went to a different sport and showed that he was the champion of the world.
I'm that dude. regardless of whatever belts I have, I can
None.
Beat anybody that you put up in front of me.
With no belts, I am the people's champion. Nigga, I am the Rock, nigga, for real, though.
Yeah, and they say he gonna go into the WB, whatever, as in the top 10.
He's so right now.
Any fight that he get into gonna be a championship fight if he fight one of the cats that got the belts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I mean, that's what, being that you don't have a boxing career, and you have the skills, that's the only way to prove yourself to be in that position.
That's just wild.
Like that, he did what he had to do to be in the position to actually go get the title.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, cause I'm not gonna just give you a title shot, nigga. Who are you, right? But we can box. All right, bro. Hey, he can fight. Like the champ said, he can fight. He can fight.
He gon' fight.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm glad that it went down like that.
Hey, champ was out talking shit too.
But it's all boxing, bro. People gonna tune in to see. That's the controversy is gonna make more people watch because they're gonna tune in to see if Tyson Fury can actually fight another nigga that after he almost lost here.
I mean, he was beating up on everybody
but
else
no,
before.
But that's done because you got beat by a nigga that's not a boxer. Are you you see what I'm saying? It's not that.
Oh, you know what's also kind of crazy about this? He does have that a reputation of being a cheater. So it's like there's certain things that was always questionable about you. And being that you lost this and, you know, still got the win.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go ahead with your career, the undisputed champion, the corniest guy I've ever heard. And keep doing the shit where you dancing and talking shit to people.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw who you really were. You got exposed. Bro.
But that's my point is in building the narrative thing. Mm-hmm. If this WWE, right, we gonna tune in to your next fight to see what's really up, right? Because it's like you said, all the other things that I don't know about because I don't watch boxing like that. But all those things you said, all right, bro, you got exposed here. Now your belt's on the line. What's up with it? You see, because we got, because whatever happens here, bruh coming.
Like, bruh's in the division.
Bruh coming.
He's in the division.
Whatever you got going on.
That nigga literally might be the boogeyman, bro.
Bruh coming.
Remember Jeepers Creepers? Yeah.
Bruh coming.
That nigga was inevitable. Of all the movies that I remember, Jeepers Creepers was inevitable, dog.
He coming, dog. It's a wrap. So you got to see what's up. I mean, it sells tickets and all that other shit, but it definitely put a lot of pressure where it's like, all right, bro, you got to show and prove here. And when you fight him again, because you're going to fight him again.
He's coming, bro. Either way, you got the belt or not, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You got to prove that shit. He probably gonna be a better boxer.
Right. He's gonna be in a few more fights.
You know what I mean? He ain't like you, dog. He ain't with the fat nigga shit. He really about to be out here with this.
And for those that's not watching, he's not talking about me, fat nigga shit. He's talking about Tyson Fury, fat nigga shit.
No, as a boxer. Thought it was funny to be the fluffy champion. That was cool.
It's great.
Actually, because
ain't nothing wrong with a fluffy champion.
Because Bubba was real life. The nigga.
Ain't nothing wrong with a fluffy champion.
What was his name?
Who?
The white dude from way back in the Bubba dude. What was his name?
The Bubba dude.
Butters or some shit like that.
Butterscotch.
I can't remember his name.
Butterbean.
Is that what it is? I remember when I was, because I was a kid. But he was nice. I remember him. But there was a difference. He didn't talk that shit like him. I don't remember him talking that shit like that.
Yeah, he did talk that shit.
I don't remember. I see Tyson just being the corniest dude I've ever seen be a champion. Like, ever.
Nah.
But it's taste. If you like the person, you like him.
I mean, really, I've always felt boxers in general, like, I know boxers, so don't nobody take this personal. But I think they corny anyway when they gotta promote the fight.
Probably.
Like, anytime they gotta do the promotion part of it to get, like, the hype and all that shit.
It don't even matter. Tyson has backed up how good he is. His whole career, bro. So it really don't matter.
But it did.
Whether he corny or not.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. I don't. As a fighter, you can be amazing as a fighter. It's mm-hmm. only when they put that mic in front of you to get you to do these promos and shit, or get you to say something about your opponent. When it's really, bro, I'm getting paid to beat his ass, so I'm gonna beat his ass.
That's really all that matters. Because I think that the next fight I think people want to see is him versus Usyk, and he can beat Usyk to me. He might, not, but I think he can. I wouldn't be surprised if he did. Okay, but that's not gonna matter to me. That's not the point. It matters to me. It matters to me is you lost to Ngannou. So Ngannou's next fight is what matters, because that's what I want to hear about. The nigga that beat you.
Bro, I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Right. None of that other shit matters. That nigga's weak. The people's champ. That nigga said, I'm about with the shit with the Ali. I'm like, boom my head. He got a chant or something.
Ali,
like,
boom
my head. What's the Wakanda chant, bro? Whatever they do, whatever that shit is.
We need an Ngannou chant. We need a French is chant.
We need an Ngannou chant. That nigga me. He the people's chant, cuz.
That nigga sat on that rock shit. And what's his name? Is still Stone Cold.
Basically, something like that, you know? But Stone Cold wasn't corny.
Nah, Stone Cold was that nigga. All right, he Triple H.
Triple H was still cooler than him.
All right.
It don't work. Yeah, right.
Somebody else.
It's gotta be somebody corny enough that was champion.
Kurt Angle.
I fucked with Kurt Angle.
God damn it.
I did. I really fucked with Kurt Angle, bro. I can't even hate on that. He didn't. That's the US champ, bro. He's the Olympic gold medalist, my nigga. You can't say nothing about him. That's like DC. The Olympic medalist, bro.
I don't know. I tried.
Yeah, nah.
Oh. Shane McMahon. You fuck with Shane too, didn't you?
No.
Okay.
I didn't. More like JBL. Not the same flavor, but the same feel.
You know what's fucked up? I didn't even know JBL was Bradshaw from the Apocalypse.
What?
When I found that out, my heart was broke.
You were like, no! They rebranded the fuck out of that nigga, and it worked, though. He was a great, what you call it? When they hate you?
The heel.
He was a great, bro, for a while. For a long time. Really? He was the shit, dude.
Bruh.
He would come out in the limo. He was the nigga, dog. He would come out in the limo. he knew he was a champ. He would talk all that shit to everybody.
Hey, I swear, when I tuned in and saw JBL, I was like, hey, that's a cool character. But when I was like, nah, that's Bradshaw. Like, what Bradshaw? Bradshaw from Apocalypse. Nigga with Farouk?
He sold us out. And that shit worked, bro. That shit was to the top. I will never forget John Bradshaw Lakefield, cuz. JBL, nigga. Longhorns with the big ass hat.
Oh my God. That nigga
would come out. He would just talk shit and be irritating as fuck. And he was hella corny, but it didn't matter because I'm about to win. And leave in my limo, nigga, with the money and shit.
Bro, what was funny is he never talked as Bradshaw. Never. I don't think I heard him on the mic one time as far as
his honestly, after The Rock, he was probably one of their best talkers.
Really?
Yes.
I might have to, like...
Yeah, tune back to into that, because that was back when Booker T was still the shit.
Uh-huh.
But he was like the bad at the time. You know, he was another heel.
Yeah.
But who else was dope? Mysterio was dope back then. That's when Bobby Lashley was young as fuck. Because he's still out there wrestling, like, and he's still huge and shit. Don't look like he aged a year. It's 20 years later, so that's kind of weird to me. But anyway.
Treat his body right, bro.
It's an alien.
It can't be even right.
Like, Undertaker was still kind of young. Like, he wasn't young, but he was young enough to be dope. So was Kane. Kane was still dope.
No, that was...
Big Show was the shit back then.
Yeah, Big Show was the champion.
He was the shit
I think I stopped watching right before Bradshaw became JBL. Like right before. Because everything you're saying sounds
about familiar, yeah.
Right? But I wasn't fucking with it like that.
That's back when SmackDown was the shit. Because I didn't watch Raw. I was watching SmackDown.
SmackDown used to come on regular TV. And yeah, on Thursday nights. Channel 31.
SmackDown was the shit, bro.
SmackDown. Yeah, I think I stopped watching when they started splitting up the shows and shit. When it would be like Raw versus SmackDown, I stopped watching. But not because I was like not interested. I was just not at home to watch. And it was, you know, that was before internet. And mm-hmm. If you didn't have it.
That's why I didn't watch Raw, bro. Because I didn't even know that it came on a different channel. I was too young to understand what the fuck Raw and SmackDown was. I just knew, hey, SmackDown's coming on.
Now that you say that, that just means that's how smart they were when it was like, dog, we could really just split these up.
And have fans in the same thing.
And they only... know that show. So mm-hmm. when they put them together, it's like, who's these?
Or they switch over, because they would switch over a lot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we would get to see everybody. You just see them at different points.
That shit was dope.
And then you get to those WrestleManias and shit, and it'd be different. It'd be hella cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were great marketing, dude.
Hey, shout out Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. If I'm not a wrestler, bro. I don't know how you run your business. As a fan, though, man, bro, you ran that shit like a motherfucker, because... Hey, you held the fans down.
As a kid, wrestling was definitely the shit.
Bro, it's the most entertaining shit out.
It was.
It really was. It's one of them.
Like, if you want yourself to get caught up in whatever they got going on, it'll just keep going.
Mm-hmm. They got storylines like soap operas, bro. It's soap operas with action.
I'm here for that.
That shit's great.
Yeah, so we can get to it, bro.
Y'all see how we bullshitted around for a long time? Because we're about to talk about the NFL, right? And I'm a Cowboys fan because they win it right now. You know what I mean?
Because they win it right now.
Usually I don't say shit because I don't know what their record is. I don't even know what their record is right now, but I know they held them down yesterday. You know what I mean? That's all I needed to know. And I know the Niners got beat by the Bengals. Feel me? Shit, ain't no bang bang this weekend.
Yo, it's always bang bang, nigga.
Shout out to my sister. Shout out to my sister for keeping the foot on their neck. We're talking about where it's at this weekend. Ain't heard it in a while. Talked all that shit. Meanwhile, Dak going off. Friend Mike going off.
It's real quiet out here, bro. It ain't looking good right now.
Hey, but you know you gotta be cool around them Niner fans because they sensitive.
Niggas be plotting on the side.
Niggas get hurt and be bad. And then, bro, let them win one. They gonna come right bang, bang to all of your faces.
That shit, like, you was talking, nigga. You don't even remember. What the fuck is your
problem? Nigga, that was weeks ago.
Talk that shit you was talking. Yeah, we don't forget anything. I can't say anything.
That's but, funny,
you know, my team looking kind of suspect. Kind of suspect. You know, if I was to sit here and just reiterate all of the Niner, because you know how our fans are?
Yeah.
Our fans are the same as Warrior fans.
Yeah.
So they just wild with it. Uh-huh. They real.
They're most wild with it. Just
wild reactions every time. So our defensive line is trash. But we paid them like they the best niggas out. Okay. We can't really seem to sack the quarterback. They can just kind of just pick us apart.
So your defense is soft.
Our defense is suspect. Yeah.
Riddler gang.
Very suspect.
All right.
Very, very, very. Definitely Riddler gang material here. And okay. Our defensive coordinator is very suspect.
Damn.
He's at the top of that Riddler gang list.
This from the top. Wait, hold on. So from the top down. Nigga, when you put the coordinator, sometimes you got specific players you point out being doing bad shit.
You know it's bad when the coach is out there throwing you under the bus. So it's like, let me deflect off me because you out here looking this bad too. So.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Run it back. The coach is throwing the other coach under the bus.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, that happened. I didn't know that happened either. Dad had to tell me. I was like, wait, really?
That's a new level.
Yeah.
That's a new
level. Yeah, they don't even do that, but when that happened.
Like, yo, what's up with y'all? And it's like, I don't know, man. Bro over there in the defense ain't getting it
calling
done.
Calling these plays I didn't see coming. So, you know, that's what happened. You know, that's how we handle it. That. We go on from here.
That's some shit, yo.
Yeah, it's not looking good for my defense.
But
it's
not looking good. I would say... You said some shit about Shanahan before, about how he treats the players, and I think even more, like, it was in the context of how they treat black versus white players.
Mm.
But the way that Brock Purdy is getting it, it appears to be non-color binding.
I think you're just a player to me in general.
Because what did they say? So, Bray was under the concussion protocol all week, right? And then they said, if you pass all the tests, you can get out of the protocol on Saturday, so he was cleared to play yesterday. And it's like, for me, it's one of them things like, yo, just because they said you good to go, don't mean you good to go. Like, bro, if it took all week, if you wasn't good to go till Saturday night, my nigga, don't play on Sunday. That's what I feel like a decent human being would say. Because it don't make no sense. Nigga, you know more better than you were 12 hours ago. Mm. But we tested you at night, you feel me? Because it's like, oh, we let the day go by, and we still don't see any symptoms.
And it's but you said you ready, right?
See what I'm saying?
You ready?
No, nigga. But we've seen how they treated him the last time he said no. Right? If he really looking out for him, bro, the team hate him. And so it's like the whole league want to throw him under the bus because everybody passed on him because he had that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go out on that bridge and say Brock Purdy got that I'm gonna protect me attitude.
To be honest, I fuck with Brock Purdy.
I do too.
And because every week we got the if you actually you know listen to the bullshit
mm-hmm.
on the radio because I just be liking to hear it. you know I don't actually give a fuck, yeah. But it's like I listen to him. When people they give him that criticism every week, and to me it's like, I don't give a fuck if he threw two or three interceptions. I don't give a fuck if he threw six interceptions.
He's trying, bro.
I don't give a fuck because I know he's a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo ever was. I know he gives us a better chance
mm-hmm.
than Jimmy Garoppolo ever would. And if that's who you wanted, and we got better, then I'm not going to criticize this dude. He's young. He's got to get through those moments.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got to work through those progressions of just being a quarterback mm-hmm. and learning the system and just, you know, the bad things that happen. It's going to happen. I'm young as fuck.
Yeah, nah, people like to harp week to week on interceptions and shit. And it's like, yo.
He costs us the game. Oh, well.
So what, bro? You know what? You know what Costas the game means to me? He was trying to win the game.
You know what? Like, you know what? That's like, another thing, though.
Isn't that?
People really hang their hopes on winning the championship every year. And I'm not one of those people. That's I don't give a shit.
That's good for your psyche. That's good
for your soul. I just happy when we look good. You know what I mean?
That's why you should be a Cowboys fan.
No.
We look good every year until we don't.
No.
See? Look, we always we come in with high hopes. Them shits get dashed quick. Then we rise through the middle of the season. And then we dash them bitches again and the season's over. And then you come into the next season with high hopes again. It's perfect, dog. It's perfect.
That sounds like a terrible roller coaster I would never want to be a part of.
Oh, nah. See, you don't be a real fan of the Cowboys. You just talk that shit when they win.
No.
Shut up when they quiet.
I like my team. We good enough
I like
to
mine
talk
too.
My shit when we lose and when we win. It's okay.
We are too. Dak is a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yes. See? And I wish more of your fans knew that.
They do, right? But we just got to hold them to the fire.
I don't think
we got to
so.
Complain. They can't be complacent.
We got to complain.
They can't be
See,
complacent.
This is what I don't want to do with Brock Purdy. I'm not going to put him through that shit every week. I don't think it's justified.
I don't
it's
think
bullshit.
He deserves it.
Plus, y'all weren't willing to do that with Jimmy Garoppolo, so why are you trying to do it with him? That's bullshit to me. I don't see it. Nah, I'm not fucking with that. Who's your better alternative?
Well, nah, it's not even the alternative. It's people falling in line with however the media talks, right? Because they're the quote-unquote experts. Like, we all don't watch the same games, right? So, like, because remember I was telling, right?
Media.
Remember I was telling you as soon as they, preseason. How you talking about bro like this in preseason? Who give a fuck? It's nigga, we working on shit. Whatever. And then it's like, oh, it's the regular season. He's just not that good. He's not this. And it's like, who said he was, my nigga? He a second year quarterback and y'all done found out his hitch. The fuck? Like that's all that means to me. He gotta do the work. But if he keep getting hit, he can't do the work. Like
protect the quarterback. How about we do that?
It would make more sense.
How about we give him time to go through his progressions?
It would make more sense.
How about the defense step up and be a top five defense?
Hey, shout out to my nigga Zach Wilson on the Jets for getting taken to the turf every fucking third down, but also coming out and winning the game when it's needed. Okay, because they've been
real shit.
They been talking shit about bruh. He trash. He this. He that. I watched the highlights. It was funny as I watched the highlights. And I stopped watching
under pressure bro, every time.
I stopped watching the highlights because he kept getting sacked, right? And then it got down to the fourth quarter, and I quit watching him. Come to find out, they won the game in overtime. Bro ran for a first down. They threw two good passes. They're gonna get the good field goal. Shout out to bro.
Let me stop you.
Y'all don't
understand what he just said. He said this man was under duress the entire game. And they still won. That means they won because of him. And y'all give this man shit every week? Fuck out of here, bro. Y'all not helping me, and I'm doing this on my own.
Bro was getting smacked. Check this out.
I can't be a quarterback bro. If I don't have time to be a quarterback.
So the Giants got a number 5 on their team that is like a created player? Like, and what I mean by that is his style is he one of them cats that got the horse collar and he got his shit up here. You know how we are on the game, bro.
We gotta have everything.
And his number is 5 and he play on the defensive line. So, bro was just after him the whole day. Bro, the last, like I said, I'm watching the highlights. I'm not watching the whole game, I'm watching the highlights. I see bro getting sacked in the last 3 minutes, and it was one of them grab him and sling him flex. Like, chase him, got him.
We throw this nigga to the ground as hard as
I'm like, bro, that's a wrap. The Jets did not win that game. I keep scrolling through my YouTubes, and it's like, the Wild Jets win. What? Let me click on that one.
How about we get this man some protection, bro, man?
Yo.
Can we get this man some protection?
Bro ran for
Can we get this man some insurance here?
Let's hope. Hey, but now we know.
Help me.
Hold on, but now we got to respect it when an offensive lineman go first in the draft. You know why.
Oh, I always knew why. I've always understood that shit. But but when you don't step up, though. Like, my team, there's no reason for them to not be protecting the quarterback or getting after the quarterback. They all paid like they the best niggas out.
Well, actually, I don't know if it's your defensive lineman or your offensive lineman, but they hurt.
Trent is out. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. But that matter, bro. Camaraderie matters,
I don't give a fuck. Y'all supposed to be champions.
Hey. No, we are
champions. Talking that shit.
We are champions.
Nah, they had the news peddling that shit like they was the best niggas out.
Check it out. Check it out. We are champions when Trent's here. Okay. When Trent's not here, we got problems, dog. All right.
Maybe so.
Hey, I came up with the Dallas defense. That's the whole reason I'm a Cowboy
fan.
What's
his name? That big-ass dude. What's his name? Larry Allen?
Yeah. Larry Allen. Leon Lett, man. Hey, we had a squad.
I just remember how big that nigga was.
Bro, they held it down. We was not champions in the 2 years that we won back-to-back. If it wasn't for that defense and them line holding it down.
Yeah.
So, hey, bro, if Trent gone, bro, you know what? I'm glad we brought that up because I will listen to these shows and they talk shit about y'all, but we need to show respect where respect due.
We need to get our players back.
When your lineman, your all-pro lineman is out, the team is in duress.
The team is definitely in duress right now. You are speaking a lot of truth, and I'm hearing you. But at the same time...
No, they should be better.
No, 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 no. Our defense was supposed to be the shit, and they not. They are not the shit. Mm. They look like shit. So maybe they are. Whatever the point
is. I tried to shoot them some bail,
I ain't fucking with it. All right? I need these niggas to step up so I can talk my shit again.
Yeah, because it's quiet over there. Ain't no bang bangs happening. I ain't heard no guns come off in a minute. Meanwhile, in Dallas.
Fuck Dallas. Don't nobody care about y'all. Y'all ain't gonna do shit. We probably got the same record.
Probably do, but we winning right now and y'all not. That's all that matters.
Hey, when we come back off this bye, though, when we come back off this bye, though.
Oh, and y'all got a bye week. Oh,
yeah, we coming
y'all.
Back against Jaguars, though.
Y'all about to get.
So yeah, we gonna see how that goes. I believe in my guys. We gonna turn up, nigga. We gonna put 50 on them boys. You feel me?
Is Trick coming back?
I hope so.
Yeah. Put some respect on my man's name. Y'all need to put more money in his pocket. God damn it, because you know what that's what he mean.
We're definitely down bad right now. You're right. Things are not going well.
Wait, because Debo got hurt. And McCaffrey got hurt in the same
game. McCaffrey's still huffing it, though. That's what I'm saying.
Debo got hurt and McCaffrey got hurt in the same game, and Trent was still there. Y'all won.
Man, that's real. Huh?
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I got to say. Bro, put some more respect on that man's name.
We are in the rest. We got to send out some kind of PPS. We got to make some trades or something, though.
Looking
bad out here, bro.
Y'all want to shake up the whole team because the O-line slipping. Hey, the O-line slipping mean there ain't no confidence on the defense because
the defense ain't looking good.
The defense ain't looking good because they keep having to go back on the field.
No, the offense ain't that bad. That's why I like Brock Purdy, bro. That nigga put up 365 yards last night.
Goddamn.
Yeah, and we talking about him like he ain't shit. I don't want to hear it.
I ain't never said it,
cuz. That nigga's a gamer, and he's young as fuck.
He put up 300.
365 on him, and a touchdown.
So put y'all defense.
Exactly. So, yeah, man.
Yep. I don't know anything else in football, though, to be fair. I ain't watched nothing. They said the Lions is winners.
Yes, they're kicking ass. But honestly, I haven't been watching either. But my dad gave me the NFL thing, and I didn't even know. And I was like, man, I might sign into that.
You should, just so we could check the red zone and see what happened. Yo, because I don't pay attention to nothing if it don't come across the feed. And really, my sister keep me up on the Cowboys.
The Cowboys, you killing me, bro. I'm gonna keep talking this shit about the Niners and the Warriors, though. Yeah, and I'm gonna add Sack in there. And whatever this girls' team is, I want them to be named the Gladiators.
What girls' team?
The Joleco purchased a female team, so I'm hoping that they're named the Gladiators.
Fuck that. I was looking at my camera, not the joint.
Look, this is where I'm thinking. We got the Kings, the Warriors, and the Gladiators in the same Northern California area. That's dope to me. Y'all, if we could get it.
We need the Monarchs back, nigga.
What is a Monarch, though?
A Monarch is a queen.
Oh, word. That sounds cooler.
Y'all can't have it. Y'all,
how you gonna think up some better shit than
that
me?
Was the name of the WNBA team in Sacramento, nigga, 1996 or whatever fucking year WNBA came around.
How you gonna bring up shit that should be a myth? Don't nobody know about that now.
Real niggas do. We was champions. That was the only team. That was the only championship team Sacramento had, nigga. And they disbanded that day.
Damn.
Niggas won the championship 2 years in back-to-back.
We talked about this before. We talked about this before. Because of how they do Sacramento. You don't care about y'all.
Didn't make no sense, bro. Had championship teams back-to-back. And y'all kept the Liberty? Y'all kept them? They wasn't winners? Dog, but y'all kept them, though. Because they in New York. But it's like Sacramento Monarchs? Nah, get rid of them.
Nah, bro. They scrubbed that from the history. They said nobody did it back-to-back.
Didn't they? Fucking hoes. I don't mean that, but I mean that.
Fucking hoes. I repeated it, yes. He said that. You just had a Howard Stern moment. You didn't go as wild with it, but you still said it to
Nah, because that's some trash, bro. They said nobody did back-to-back. And the Monarchs had championships, bro.
Most what if Joe Lacob is a real one and he does name him the Monarchs, though?
Oh, he a hoe, too.
What you want, bro? Give it. Well, you can't have it both ways. We purchased a team. We got a team for you. You
can't come back with the Monarchs and they got fucking warrior colors.
What you want them to be, man?
Nigga, purple and black. Nigga, like the Kings. Nigga, the colors that they
want. We got a team coming back. What you want them to be named, though?
Monarchs, nigga, with purple, black, and silver. Nigga. Joe Lacob, nigga, what's up with him, nigga?
When niggas just ask for unreasonable shit, we just gonna ask for unreasonable shit and be like, that's my line, bro. What you gonna do?
Like, nigga, whatever. If you ain't gonna do it, then fuck you, nigga. It's whatever.
So back to my name. The Gladiator to sound cool to me. So we got the key.
Is Gladiators a sexless term?
I feel like it is. It could be. You can just.
That's a legitimate question. I'm not being an asshole about it.
I think they can just, you know.
That's why I ask. Because it's like. Because I feel like what they would do is do some hoe shit. Like, hoe is my new word. What I feel like they would do is do some hoe shit and call them, like, the female gladiators or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you right. Gladiator.
They ain't gonna do that. The gladiators. We don't live in that age no more, bro. It's non-binary and all that other random shit that they say.
But that's what I'm saying.
We're not. Nuh-uh.
Oh, it's not binary, not sexless.
I don't know what it is, honestly. Oh. So we just gonna say that that's not gonna happen. And they'll be smarter than we are about that.
They should be, but who knows, bro? We seen some shit. We done seen some shit.
Like, what is a better name than what I came up with? Because that was my first name, and I was just like, yeah, that sounds good enough
to
me.
What you said was great, like, because it plays off the Warriors and shit like that. So,
and the Kings being up here, too.
It makes a lot of sense. I can't think of a better name. But
Spartans work?
Again, I don't know if that's non-binary. Cause they call the Michigan State, they call them the Lady Spartans.
That's not cool.
Right? I don't think so either.
I don't think that's cool.
Like, or the Lady Volunteers.
What about that?
I feel like they just volunteers and Spartans to me. But that's how they do it. That's what I was saying. Like, like the Liberty. You know why it's called Liberty? Because Lady Liberty. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they always do some shit like that.
Sex.
It's always do some shit like that.
So I gave them more credit.
Absolutely.
Than I should have.
Huh. That's like,
who knew?
Like, because it's the Mercury, right? Yeah. And then it's the Aces. I'm just running them through the team names that I know. But I feel like at the start of it, they was giving them the more feminine names. As assholes, like
definitely were, like definitely were.
You could still be a bobcat if you a man or a woman, dog. It's okay. They're like, nah, it's women's basketball.
Women's basketball. Let's give them women names. We gotta let them know this is girl stuff. Eventually, it's gonna be these are the Hello Kitties. They might be flying shit though. like if the girls leaned into it and didn't care, like it might be the flyest team out.
All I'm
but,
saying,
yeah.
Hey, all I ever want from the WNBA is the nigga
the catwalk.
That's it.
The catwalk to the game.
That's all I want, bro.
Let me get a catwalk to the game, and we good.
I follow all the teams just so I can see the pictures. So it's like y'all should just drop the videos. Y'all should give me like, cause they can dress, bro. They be fly. I'm trying to see.
You're not wrong though. But you see it on the RAM and it'd be like, damn, shit, WNBA player?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly.
All them legs and shit.
Bruh, the two-time MVP, Asia Walker, her legs are so damn long. And it's like, yo, y'all could like, I'm going to tune in for the catwalk. I might not stay for the game.
When you see that shit in real life, bro.
That's what I wanted on TV. Because that's close enough to real life for me. Oh, shit.
Do we have things else?
I knew we wasn't going to get to that. It don't feel right. It don't feel right.
We're not going to even try.
Just force it.
Just make it fit. It's going to feel weird. I'm going to be like, I'm out. Leave alone.
Oh shit! Yeah, there is no transition from WNBA to that. Mm-hmm.
We got Lamar though.
What about him? I ain't paid attention to shit football, so I have no. I
forgot what the thing was.
Yo, so if y'all didn't know, we care about basketball. And football is like.
I want to like football.
Football is that leftover you put in the refrigerator, and then when you go to get it, it got mold on it. That's how we feel about football.
You'd be like, damn, I wanted that, though. You are not fucking wrong. Because you never been like, oh shit, the game was on. I was supposed to watch that game. You'd be like, oh. Like, I'm not mad that I missed it, but I'm mad that I missed it.
Right. And that's how you feel about the leftovers, bro. You'd be like,
I wanted that.
But if you did, though, you would have ate it.
You're like, definitely about to go get something else.
I won't eat that.
You were just solidifying. You could throw it away. It's like,
solidifying why I didn't watch it. Did the niggas lose?
Right. Oh, they did good for them. Bro, I'm going to go check the highlights.
All right. RG3 revealed that the Ravens asked him to be the mentor to Lamar Jackson because Joe Flacco didn't want to.
Damn it, Joe. I fucked with you.
The only reason why I even wanted to talk about this is because I don't blame him. The fuck else was he going to do? You going to hire the nigga and tell me I need to tell him to be my replacement? So we've all been in workplaces where they hire a nigga.
I appreciate your perspective because that is not where I was coming from at all. But I get it.
I just feel like we've all been in that position where they hire somebody and tell you to train him and then he gonna be your manager? What? he gonna take my position?
He can learn from watching, bro.
Exactly. And that's what Joe Flacco did. I'm not hating no cuz. Joe is still cool. I'm with cuz with that shit.
Because case you said that. I'm with you, and I ain't gonna say shit.
They was on some whole shit. That's the organization's fault. That's not on the players. Y'all put us in some unfucked up, some real fucked up situations, and really, you know, and expected us to make the best of it. No,
but I mean, that's also just how the game goes, though. Like, if because that's why I was gonna take it the other route, where it was more of a personal issue than how you feel about it. Because how you feel about it is how I would probably feel about it, right? Like, especially if you definitely coming in here to take my job. Like, we know we drafted you and paid you as the number one because you about to be the guy as soon as I fuck up. Nah, bro.
Anything happens.
Pick that shit up on your
own. Remember Alex Smith, bro? That nigga went down.
Pick that shit up on your own, dog. I feel it. And but what I'm like, the way that I felt about it when I first seen it was,
that's what he was telling himself. Huh? Remember Alex Smith?
Hey,
no, but Joe Flacco was like, remember Alex Smith?
Fuck that. Remember Tom Brady, nigga?
Like, no, even older.
No, because it makes way more sense when you put it in that context. Like I said, I was gonna take it more of a personal route, but yeah, nah, bro. If you literally coming in to take my job, you good and you should be good enough already then, nigga, the way they treating you. So you got it. You got it, dog.
He was too. But hey, at the same time.
But well, that, it's like you said, it's fucked up when I'm competing with the nigga that wants my job.
Right? I'm literally grooming him to take my job.
Right.
And this is my financial future.
From the organization standpoint, it's, you've won championships. We've won championships with you. You're really good at your job. And we want you to usher in the next era, i.e. Jordan Poole on the Warriors.
Fuck that right? nigga too.
But it's the same. But everything you said is what I said Klay Thompson was like.
And I agree with it. Right? Like, I knew what it was when I was like, we need to get rid of this old ass nigga. I was for real about that shit. And it was like, I was trying to be non-emotional about it. Because it's like, yo, we can really retire as all Warriors, but that means we got to give up on the young dude. I didn't want to. I gave up on the young dude. It's probably the better decision because we got, you know, Chris Paul out of it. And it's working out. So it's like, hey.
I can dig it.
You know?
But yeah, no, that's but yeah, I can feel it. It just, how else would you do that? Because it, in football, like, every job is
You don't draft him. That's what you do. You don't try to replace your franchise quarterback before his time is
with
up.
The franchise quarterback? Cause like that it. But, well, because it's like, it's the detriment of the organization at that point, right? Because it's like, yo.
To not draft him, right?
Well, we got the opportunity.
Well, you should have traded the nigga before he got on the team.
Damn.
Let's be real about it. You went through it a whole year before you did what you should have did before. That was the detriment of the organization. That was just all of you. You fucked up. It was the same thing with the Warriors. You know what I mean? It's like,
well, I mean, yeah, you burned the year. But at the same time, it's one of those, hindsight is always 20/20, right? Because it's like, looking at it.
But why would you think he wants to usher this young dude in to take my job when I can still play? It's not like I'm at the end of my career.
It's not that you want to. It's that as the, because they call it a fraternity.
I say that, and I don't even know where Joe Flacco is right now.
I think that was in, it was at the tail end, because I think he was just a backup somewhere else or whatever. But it's one of, but it's, because they call it a fraternity, right? Because it's like the military type shit. Like, bro, if I'm retiring, not saying you're retiring, but if you on your way out, you've been here for 10 years, there's a cap on this shit. Mm-hmm. You're not going to pay 20, my nigga. It's not like you're giving us 10 more. You might do 3, but you're not giving us 10, right? So, because there's a cap on this shit,
I think this is why football is just more cutthroat.
But that's what I'm saying is, it's like, but they lie to you and say it's a fraternity. They tell you that it's a brotherhood.
This is definitely
and
because not a brotherhood.
When you go into the office, right, they got offices and shit. It's like they got the quarterback's room.
This is a brotherhood for that 1 year that everybody made the team. That's it. Nigga, that 53-man roster for that 1 year.
That's what we squad.
That's the fraternity for that 1 year.
After that,
the next year, we rebuild that same fraternity with the new squad. And whoever's there is who's part of that fraternity. But that, same shit every year, new shit every year. All right? But new fraternity.
But that's really what I think it was that he didn't. Football people assume that you're going to teach the next one. Because everybody does, right? Like, everywhere, that's just the way the game goes, bro. If we draft Brett, how long was Aaron Rodgers behind Brett Favre? How long was the Brett that replaced Aaron Rodgers behind him?
I think that's the difference is they were ready for him to take over, like, immediately. It's like, hey, help this nigga out. So he can take your shit like right now.
Well,
and the other dudes, it was like, hey, he's going to eventually be good enough one of these years down the road.
Well, that's a failure. In my opinion, that would be a failure from the organization standpoint, not trying to have those conversations, right? Like, everybody got to have them conversations with their girl, with their parents, with their boss that nobody wants to fucking have. Nobody wants to be in the room.
This is why RG3 said it was awkward. No, but it's like you putting me in the middle of it to do the same thing that he should already be doing.
Well,
but
I mean,
he doesn't want to because y'all put him in an awkward situation too.
Yeah, well, I mean,
did you really talk to me about this before you did it?
That's where I'm at. Well, it's not even that because it's not like we need your permission, my nigga. We pay you, nigga. You do what the fuck I tell you to do.
But that's where.
But it's the respect.
If it's really a fraternity, you would have talked to me about this.
And that's what I'm saying. We on the same page.
Where we gonna smile in your face and tell you you gonna do what you to do anyway?
That's what I'm saying though. Is we lie to you and tell you it's a fraternity. So when we draft, bro, even if we don't tell you before we draft him, after we draft him, we call you and be like, hey, dog, we need to sit down. This ain't even a phone call. This is a face-to-face. We need to talk about it to see where you at.
And you know what? It's not just exclusive to the Ravens because we saw how they did with the 49ers. We saw how they did Trey Lance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was very recent. I'm going to keep talking about it.
So. And now it's a football thing. But that's very football. But that's also why I was saying how they doing Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't, even though he threw for 300, shout out to him, bro, you a day off concussion protocol. Your head not right, bro.
And that's not going to be a part of the conversation for the rest of the week.
It's not. Even though I saw a clip where it's like, yo, his head bounced off the ground when he got sacked. And it's like, yeah, and he probably got his bell rung, bro, because it's still ringing. I'm from the era where Steve Young used to die on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the time. It wasn't a rare fucking occurrence, dog. Steve Young be out there asleep
killing himself
multiple times, right?
Literally knocked out on the field.
Out,
and then wake back up.
No moving.
And I'm about to get back in
and
the
game. I'm in the game, bro. I'm back out here.
Would never do that shit again.
So
that shit does not happen now.
So people say it's overly cautious, right, with waiting the 5 days and shit. And I'm saying, nigga, another week.
Yeah, take another week so your head can get right.
Get right, bruh. Not 90%, nah, I'm okay to go. Nah, get absolutely right where you upset you not at work. Right? Like, you know how you feel when you be sick? You be sick that one day you really sick, you like, bruh, I ain't doing shit. I'm not doing it. And then it's like, all right, bro, I'm going to take the other day. You take the next day and then you be at home sitting there like, hey, I should have went to work.
Recently. It's different though, because it was like I woke up, because it's like, you know how you go to sleep thinking I'm kind of stuffy, I think I'm catching something,
uh-huh.
And I woke up real congested, and it's like, uh-huh. I think I should take the day off.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I took the day off, and then, you know, I definitely should have.
Uh-huh.
So it was a good idea.
Uh-huh.
It was a good idea, but there are those times where it's like, man, I could have went. The fuck was I doing?
Right.
Why did I take the day off?
Exactly.
I feel great right now.
So when you feel like that, you should get back in the game.
Yeah.
But if you feel like I might be iffy, don't do it, bro. Because at the end of the day, you take all the criticism, none of the reward, and they don't like, and they talking about how you not this and not that. Hey, bro, they gonna talk shit regardless, dog. Do what's best for you, like you did in the playoff game.
I fuck with Brock, bro.
I do too.
I'm always say that. For this point on, I'm gonna just keep fucking with Kevin. Hopefully, he never say no stupid shit.
I agree. I fuck with him like I fuck with Dak, even though Dak said some dumb shit a couple times. I let him fly. It's good, bro. You know what I mean? That's my quarterback.
You know what's crazy? It took a real life dumb nigga to say some shit like that for us to be able to quote him all the time. When we need to. It's my quarterback.
Bro, that shit's hilarious. But not like, yeah.
T.O.
Bro. Because they shit on cats way too much for no reason.
Yeah,
the
criticism of NFL quarterbacks is absolutely ridiculous.
I think the criticism in the culture is at a all time high of unnecessariness
across sports. Yeah, because everybody has that. I need my opinion to be felt kind of thing. Right. Where it's like, look, we can sit here and do this shit where I talk about like mm-hmm. Wiggins or whatever. But it's not that serious.
We don't give a fuck. It's not that like at the end of the day, we want what's best for bruh. We want him. We want him to succeed.
He'll be all right. Honestly, right. He'll probably get it together. It's just for the views. It's just for the reaction.
We just here to talk, bruh. But
it's not that serious, though.
It's not.
It's not that fucking serious.
And there's so much of it that I feel. I mean, do I feel bad for players? Not really, because
sometimes. Yeah,
I don't because...
When it gets Russell Westbrook mad, yes.
I mean...
that's ridiculous.
Well, I agree, but I still don't really feel bad because, nigga, it comes with the dollars.
Oh, coach.
Like, that's the bullshit you have to deal with. Like, it's hazard pay. Feel me? You can only get... You might... hey, dribbling a basketball is only...
That is hazard pay.
Bruh, dribbling a basketball is only worth, like, $50. Like...
Other shit you gotta deal with. Like, where the real money comes in. The fact that no one's gonna leave you the fuck alone. The fact
that we could take your real life likeness and name and put it everywhere on jerseys and on billboards.
We're gonna talk about you every day for the rest of your life.
That's what you get paid
for. Nigga, you gonna be 80 years old. We still gonna be talking yeah. about you. And you can't say shit about it.
Hazard pay.
Right. You have right. Like, you're not wrong.
They just dribble basketballs for free, dog. So it's a different game. I think we should end there.
Yeah. I'm one of them niggas, bro. I'm out here, you know, getting my workouts. Yeah. I didn't go today, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My shit still fucked up from last week, bro. My shit is bad, dog. This shit, I'm old, bro.
Hey, look. And you like a year over 30? and you ain't been jumping and running your whole life.
I took about 14 years off.
And your body hates you.
I'm going to keep telling people, too. I was fat twice. That means I lost the weight and then got fat again.
That's a whole different game when you say I was fat twice because that means you also lost it again. You don't forget that part. Don't forget that part. Like you gained it, lost it, gained it, and lost it again.
I know what this is about. Like, I'm experienced in this fat nigga shit. I got war wounds, nigga. When I show niggas my shit,
this nigga said I got stretch marks.
I got war wounds, nigga. Shit is forever.
Said, remember when your skin stretched this much?
When they see all the stretch marks, they'll be like, nah, that ain't for muscles, nigga. That's from when I was fat twice.
That's from McDonald's.
I'm gonna be like, you see that one? That one ripped in when I had 4 milkshakes in one day. That was a good day. You see that one? That's when I discovered the key lime was amazing.
Oh my god, bro. That. I ain't got nothing to say to that, dog, yo.
I ain't gonna sit here and act like being fat wasn't dope. Shit was cool.
You see, I ain't saying shit, dog. I liked it. Nigga,
my drunken noodle phase was the shit. That's why I went broke. The first time I was like just buying food and I kept getting drunken noodles.
Bro, you
like,
know what's fucked up?
Great.
You know what? I'm gonna say this. It's fucked up that you could go broke with food. It's really fucked up that you can just enjoy food so much
that you ain't got no money.
If shit just bake your pockets, nigga. It's like, what the fuck happened?
I just kept getting food. And I could have just made some shit. I could have made some very simple shit that would have been really good, but I kept getting this extravagant stuff for like $30, $40, $50 every time. Now I ain't got no money.
Hey, bro. Yeah, I understand because I've done it too. I didn't lose the weight, but I've definitely gone broke because of DoorDash.
So, I'm going to start telling people, you got to get on my plan.
I tell niggas to get on the water diet. It's like, yo, you take your money, you buy. take your money, you pay your bills, and buy as much weed as you can, and switch it to smoke it. Water.
But you high though, so it's gonna be alright. You ain't even gonna trip. Every time you feel hungry, you're gonna be like, "Drink some water, blood again. Drink a little bit of water." You're gonna be like, "I'm alright. Ain't even gonna matter. Let me go to sleep."
Lose the weight like that.
The water diet. I don't recommend that shit. That ain't safe.
It's not, but. I was on it for a minute. I lost hella weight. And I was exercising too. Oh, yeah. Ride your bike 20 miles a day.
That's hella. Yeah. I don't even work out like that, bro.
You're going to burn it,
bro. You know what's funny, bro? I really am not a workout warrior, bro. I am not like that.
You don't have to be. You just really got to move. Like, look, then when they give you the videos in your feed that show you, hey, you can be a fat dad and just do the little calisthenics in the chair.
Honestly though, I be doing my twists all the time. That's my shit's sore right now. I be doing my twists, cut.
Yeah, do all them little bullshits, bro. You be okay.
That's about it though.
Well, I think that's it. All right, y'all. I'm a Ludo.
Trey Me the Wonder.
This has been the Straight Dope Show. I hope you're watching it on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. And, damn, man, we'll catch you next time.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.